China's foreign minister says that Beijing is opposed to unilateral sanctions imposed on Iran over its nuclear program. Wang Yi has emphasized that Tehran has the right to continue its peaceful nuclear activities.
We believe that attaining a comprehensive agreement for defending the legitimate rights of the Iranian party, that is the use of peaceful nuclear technology, that's going to be effective and it's going to be helpful for lifting the sanctions imposed on the Iranian nation, and that's going to promote economic activities, and it will be helpful and effective for regional and international peace and security, and that's going to be turned into a model for the global community for resolving disputes and conflicts through negotiations.
He made the comments during a joint press conference with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif in Tehran. The top Chinese diplomat also described the ties between Tehran and Beijing as strategic, adding that the expansion of bilateral relations in diverse domains is a priority for his country. Meanwhile, the Iranian official hailed China's constructive role in the nuclear talks between Iran and the P5+1 group of countries. He expressed hope that the other party would demonstrate a political will to reach a comprehensive nuclear deal with Iran. Dr. Mohammad Taghi Hosseini is an international relations scholar and researcher who joins us on the phone from the capital, Tehran. Well, Dr. Hosseini, when it comes to China, the foreign minister is visiting Iran. When it comes to their role in the nuclear talks, how do you perceive it? Because just like Russia, they're seen to be in one camp, while the other three veto-wielding members in another.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I believe, first of all, I believe that the Chinese foreign minister visit to Tehran is an important event. It is a good sign of active dialogue by Tehran with world powers. We have to bear in mind that China is a permanent member of the Security Council, and also it has a very important political and economic role in the international relations. I believe that the position taken by the Chinese foreign minister is an important one, and also he expressed that the relations between Iran and China is a strategic one, and also he emphasized that Tehran has the right to continue with the peaceful nuclear activities. It is very important that the Chinese foreign minister said that Beijing is against the unilateral sanctions against Tehran, and I believe that China can take the initiative in the Security Council that not only the unilateral sanctions against Iran to be removed, but also the other kind of sanctions to be removed by the Security Council, because everybody knows that Iran expressed repeatedly and by different officials and different authorities that Tehran is not interested for nuclear weapons, and also the nuclear activities of Iran are for peaceful purposes. So I believe that China can take the role in the Security Council in order to remove the sanctions against Tehran.
Finally, quickly, Dr. Hosseini, do you believe that not only China but Russia, have they gone far enough to make sure that Iran's case is heard when it comes to Iran's nuclear file? In other words, have they done enough in order to make sure that a deal, for example, would happen?
Of course, the Chinese position and also the Russia's position is different from the position taken by the three other members of the Security Council. But I believe that China can take more. It is important that China, as a member of the Security Council, as an important country in the international relations, can take steps forward and be more active in the Security Council. Of course, China doesn't take a leading role in that process. But I believe that together with Russia, even recently, they can take more activities in the Security Council and also in the talks in order to materialize the idea of Tehran with regard to continue with the peaceful nuclear program and also to remove the sanctions against Tehran. Yeah, I believe that China can take an important role in this process, and I believe that together with Russia, they can play an important role either in the framework of the Security Council or in the framework of the talks with Tehran.